Hillary Clinton had the support of every leading Democratic politician in Rhode Island, from Senators Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse to Congressman Jim Langevin and David Cicilline and Governor Gina Raimondo. Yet Clinton was blown out by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by 12 percentage points, a stunning reversal of her 18-point primary victory over Barack Obama in 2008. The Clinton campaign took Rhode Island seriously, with husband Bill Clinton making two appearances and plenty of Democratic surrogates. The former New York senator and Secretary of State even showed up in person to campaign. After she lost, Warwick State Rep. Joe McNamara, the state Democratic chairman, with a straight face, said the outsized Sanders victory was due to his great ground game. Since when can a ground game swing a dozen-point victory? Every political scientist and smart operative knows that a get-out-the-vote game rarely sways an election where the margin is greater than 4 or 5 points. Let's posit for a moment that McNamara has a point. Well, whose fault is it that a bunch of young, enthusiastic Sanders volunteers forged a better get-out-the-vote effort than the entire hierarchy of the Democratic Party? It appears as if all these party poobahs failed Clinton. There are other factors. Sanders outspent Clinton about 3-1 on television, and he held by far the largest rally of the campaign, drawing 7,000 people on a sunny April afternoon to Roger Williams Park. He treated local media with respect, sitting for one-on-one interviews in Providence on a busy campaign day. The Clintons declined to interview with anyone. Then there are the demographics. Rhode Island's Democratic base is largely white and liberal. The Ocean State allows independents to participate. And then there is one other factor to consider, that Sanders supporters were swayed by the issues and themes of his campaign. Single-payer health care, free public college tuition, breaking up big banks, and restoring economic fairness to the system. Too often, the Clinton response was to label Sanders a pie-in-the-sky candidate floating radical ideas. Single-payer health care is such a Fabian socialist program that Harry Truman advocated it, and Lyndon Johnson enshrined it in Medicare. Not to mention that just about every Western industrial democracy has it. The college tuition plan is inspired by the post-World War II GI Bill, which paid for college for veterans and helped forge the strongest middle class the world has ever known. Were some of those Sanders votes inspired by anger at the status quo? Sure, it's what you can expect when the federal government bails out the big banks and leaves underwater homeowners to drown in a sea of foreclosure. Sanders and Trump both fed off voters fed up with the status quo. But because there's no exit polls, it's difficult to speculate on precisely which attitudes drove votes. Were the Trump backers reacting to his anti-illegal immigrant themes, his support for gun rights, or his disdain for foreign trade agreements, or a combination? What we do know is that Trump, even while getting far fewer votes than Clinton, cruised to a huge victory over John Kasich and Ted Cruz. What all this means for the future of Rhode Island politics isn't clear. If the Trump and Sanders insurgencies are one-time affairs, their campaigns won't amount to Bogart's Hill of Beans. Yet, if these voters, many of them first-time participants, stick around, they could shape the future, pushing the Democratic establishment to the left and helping fuel an Ocean State Republican resurgence.